1. I'm with the band. Chris Brook is 21 years old and goes to university in Liverpool. He answered some questions about being in a band. Describe your band. Who plays what and what kind of music do you play?
There are 3 people in my band, and I am the bassist. The guitarist and the drummer are the founding members of the band, and they needed a bassist after the original 3rd member went to university in another city. Connor, the guitarist and singer, is the most creative of all of us and writes most of the songs. James, the drummer, is extremely talented and learns new songs very quickly. The kind of music we play is best described as funk rock. A cover of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song was the first song I played with the band, and they are a major influence of ours. It is ideal for me because it allows me to challenge myself as a musician and play difficult songs, thereby getting better at what I do.
How did you all get together?
The university has a very active band society. The society holds sessions where people who are looking to join a band but don't know any other musicians can meet up and talk about their preferred genres and influences and demonstrate their talents. I met our singer there when he played a cover of Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was impressed, and after talking to him for a while, he told me that his band needed a new bassist. A week later, I was playing my first gig with them after barely having enough time to practice.
How did the band get its name?
The band is called Fold. I never thought to ask why. The band's logo is 5 cards on a table, so I always assumed it was because Connor likes poker.
What are your gigs like? Any especially good or bad ones?
As I mentioned, the university has an active band society, and they put on plenty of events in venues around the city, which allows bands to play to a good audience and get noticed, and we have played at these. Most of our gigs have been good, but have had a few bad moments. There are 2 bad moments that I remember. The first was in our very first gig. I had learned one of the songs the night before and wasn't very confident with it. The song went well for most of it, except for the part where there is a small bass solo, and I got that completely wrong. I think I managed to cover it up, but I must have looked panicked on stage. The second was, funnily enough, from the next gig. We had a list of songs we were going to play, but the band that was on before us covered the same song that we were going to play, and we had to quickly revise the set list. We still managed to put on a pretty good show, but it was annoying to have to change so quickly.
Have you always been interested in music? When did you get started?
I first became interested in music in school. I wasn't very good at playing the guitar or the piano, but I still liked making music. I began learning my first instrument in grade 9. I started out with the drums and played for a few years with a few friends until a friend of ours who was also a drummer, and a better one than me, asked if he could join us. I moved to bass then because there was a bass guitar at home I could practice on. I discovered early on that I enjoyed playing the bass and found it quite easy, so bass is now my instrument of choice. Since then, I have taken every opportunity to play that I can, both on my own and jamming with friends.
What are the best and worst things about being in a band?
I think that the best thing about being in a band, other than the ego boost that you get when up on stage and performing to an appreciative audience, is the moments when you try out a song and it comes together perfectly. Perhaps the guitarist comes up with a new riff that he wants to try out, or the singer hums a melody. Immediately, everyone has something to add to it, and you get a jam session going, which can lead to some excellent pieces of music being created. Even if people don't have any musical ambition, I think everyone should give jamming a try just to experience moments like that. On the negative side, the worst part of being in a band is the moments when nothing works, when there's no chemistry in the groups playing, and no matter what people play, it doesn't sound right. Maybe the drummer is out of sync with the rest of the band, or the bassist is improvising something that doesn't make sense to the guitarist. It's even worse when it happens during a song that the whole band should know. Doubly so if it happens on stage. Thankfully, these moments are rare. Of course, the other worst part of being in a band is having to carry your equipment everywhere. The practice rooms we use are a 35-minute bus ride away, and dragging guitars and amps around is a pain.
What are your ambitions as a musician?
Strange as it may seem, I don't have any huge ambitions as a musician. Of course I want to keep playing and getting better as a musician, but I don't have any ambition to sell out Madison Square Garden or anything like that. I like the smaller gigs and local jam sessions, as it's far easier than tours or recording or any of the other features of a career in music. I am happy with being a small-time local musician, as I can play music and do other things that I enjoy without the stress and pressures of doing it as a job.